2EC, it's a feel-good weekend. G'day, Tim here with you. We are broadcasting live from the Sapphire Coast Turf Club for the Bigger Cheese, Bigger Cup Carnival. And we've got Richard Gorton with us. Richard, hello.
Hi.
Now, you are from the Tanger Park Stud. Give us some history about how you got here.
Yeah, where I'm at now is I've got a boutique stud at Tanger, which is just 12 k's from north of here, where I breed horses. We've just sponsored the one race here, and we have done that for about 10 years now, sponsoring this particular race. I breed between 2, 3, sometimes 4 yearlings or foals every year, which I sell. I breed to sell them. This year I've got a horse selling at the prestige Sydney Easter sale in April, a Piero colt, and I've got a Fox Wedge colt who actually, believe it or not, Fox Wedge, not the son of Fox Wedge, just won the race that we sponsored. So
you're doing a good job then.
Yes. How I got here was that I'm like third or fourth generation in the racing and breeding business. My grandfather, as an 18-year-old, was an apprentice jockey at Rosehill. When he was 18 years old, he went to the Boer War. You can probably tell from my accent that I grew up in South Africa. Anyway, he was as a young adult, 20-year-old, at the end of the Boer War. He never came back to Australia, and he started training horses. He had 6 sons in South Africa. One of them was my father. They were jockeys, breeders, bookmakers, and my father was a racehorse trainer. So I grew up in a racing stable. But then I graduated as a geologist and spent my 30 or 40 years working in the mining business all over the world. And I came back to the far south coast with a dream of breeding great racehorses.
Can't get it out of your blood, can you?
No. So once it's in your blood, it never gets out.
Nice. Now, you were saying before that you had a race on the Tanger Park Stud Sapphire Coast Cup, the 2,200-meter race. That was a big race.
Yes. Yes, that was today. It was second, you know, it's just the 2,200-meter race. And we've sponsored that race for a good 8 or 10 years now. So, which I think it's good to support the local club. It's a wonderful small club, beautiful. It's newly designed. It's one of the best race courses. Most people would agree it's one of the best designed race courses in southern New South Wales because it's new. It's only about 15 years old or something like that. And they consolidated 3 different race horses, one from Pambula and Bega, all which were in floodplains, and then they consolidated into this course. So it's a very well designed course in of itself.
Yes, and
it's very well run. So
it's a beautiful course, and it's been a beautiful day, especially considering
yesterday.
Oh,
absolutely, it was a blessing. Yesterday was awful, but it's such a beautiful day today with a cool breeze from the south. Very nice, very kind to the horses. Actually, horses don't do well in heat. So it's a very good day for all.
Now we've got the Bigger Cheese, Bigger Cup coming up at 5:05. Got a tip for us?
Well, I have sold a couple of horses to a Victorian trainer, Richard Lamming. He's got a horse running in the Bega Cup, which I think must have a good chance. I'm not looking at the race book, so I can't tell you what number it is. I'm sure it's probably short odds. I think it's
no.
Yeah, I'm trying to scan through. It's Easy Beast.
Easy Beast.
It looks like number 3.
Oh, fantastic!
Cool. God knows what odds they are, but he's a good. He's usually, and I think it's got. It's got Michael Walker on him. Michael's one of the best jockeys in the country, actually. And they usually get down here. They get the star performers, which Michael Walker's won. And so, yeah. Can't go wrong with that one.
Well, we're looking forward to that one. That's 5 past 5 later this afternoon. Stick around. We've got great tunes still to come. Phil Collins, David Bowie, and Mike and the Mechanics not too far away. We've got news and weather up next here on 2EC.